Well, it's Saturday evening, and I sit quietly in my little home at Pyangana, thinking of Pete, and thinking of the letter he wrote to me today, and wondering where his thoughts came from. Because generally he's a gentle, kind, well-mannered man, and it was odd that he should pick up a cudgel, so to speak, and write me a letter within which it appeared that he felt the need to cast out demons from this end of the valley that he presumed were linking into me in some way or another. So I now, wishing to help all of you who may be listening, also reach out to Pete and his dearly beloved wife. And I call forth, saying, any people who are lost in the dark, any people linking into Pete or Carol Ann or any other spirit people in Pyangana, or in fact anywhere in any level of consciousness, who hears my voice at this moment, I say, you are welcome. Come to my house and sit quietly, gather yourselves around here, because I will do my best to uplift some of you and reach all of you with some of the wisdom that God has given me for many years. And as we sit here, I would ask that you look up into the night, or up into your realms of darkness, or wherever you be, and see the bright six-pointed star, the Star of Bethlehem, that shines day and night, and see the beam of light shining down to all of you. For this star, the Star of Bethlehem, symbolizes true love, true wisdom, and the true way, the way of peace, not the sword, the way of love, compassion, mercy, and forgiveness, not the forgiveness of God. It is God who says that we must forgive each other, for within the immutable law of God there is no forgiveness. First, we pay our dues within the command of God's law, as you do is done unto you. And if we do not retaliate, we become free of past debts, and we are then able to be uplifted nearer to God's light. So all of you, I can but say, from this moment on, you must do your very best to not interpolate your thoughts in the minds of others on any level of consciousness. You need to be aware that the darkness, the all-encompassing darkness, is a part of the essence of God. God is all. God is the light, and God is the dark. And the dark aspect that permeates its own levels of consciousness only contaminates your soul if you use any of its energy in your interaction with others. This dark energy is the fruit of the tree of evil. God forbids us to sup on this energy. This energy is forceful, powerful, controlling, interfering, destructive, and comprises of all the negative emotions known and unknown, from fear to anger to greed to hatred to criticism to jealousy, envy, pride and vanity, and more. So please now understand that it is when you use this energy in your interaction with others, you are at that moment defying God's command to go your way in peace, be loving, kind, compassionate and merciful unto those others whom you believe are in error in some way or another. It is at that moment that you draw in dark energy into your soul, and this energy grows within you as a cancer, and its negative vibration is in fact what draws your soul further away from the light. At this point in time, many of you are in the darkness. Many of you are fearful. Many of you are angry. Many of you are very destructive. Many of you wish to be as God, all-powerful, all-commanding. And all I can say is, there is only one realm of consciousness where no darkness exists in the soul of man, and that is the pure light of heaven. And God's love and light is outpouring through me now to all of you. And if any of you have the strength and the courage to do your very best to fortify your minds so that your actions are always within the precepts of God's command, merciful, peaceful, loving, kind, considerate, etc., then you will draw in no more dark energy into your soul. And thus you will halt this ingress. And lo and behold, God's light is eternally outpouring throughout every realm of consciousness. From the highest peak, pinnacle in the light, right down through the depths of the dark, through the soul of mankind. And any of you lost forces, spirit people that some would call demons, are all children of God. The further you are from the light, yes, by all means, the darker your souls, your intent is devious and cunning, because that is the nature of the darkness. But there is hope for all of you. Do your best to not do anything that is in contravention of God's command. Do not fight. Do not interfere. Do not control others. Do not curse others. And you will find that you will rise up little by little to better places. So really, it's all a matter of one's mind. Because on any level of consciousness, one's actions or interaction with others is dependent upon the thoughts entering our minds. Naturally, the thoughts that are evolving are also dependent upon the emotions that are vibrating or humming at that point. If you get angry, the vibration of that emotion opens the doorway to the darkness. And from that level below you, you and you stream up thoughts justifying you into doing something to another. So actually, any control or imposition upon another from the darkness is the justice of God's law in action. People who are arrogant or ignorant are used by the darkness to mete out retribution. They cause pain. They interfere, they control, they abuse, they injure, they steal. But those whom they have abused were reaping what they had sowed in their past. But unfortunately, the one meting out this retribution takes that burden onto their own soul. And within God's law, we have to suffer what we put out. Equally, we receive any benign, giving, loving kindness, because that again is the law. So the more we give, the more we respect, the more kind we are, the more we uplift, that is a return due to us again from others of that nature. Right now God's light is outpouring through my soul to all of you. And I am giving you my best attention because my heart yearns to see your face in the light when I return there one day. Yes, you may rise up from any level of consciousness, straight up to the light, if you can abide and obey and remain in the precepts of God's command and never retaliate, never interfere, never fight your perceived enemy. Remember, the enemy of any race, color, tribe, or creed is simply a deluded person who has not yet heard the message from the Father that has come through into earth, at least, through the mouths and souls of many men. The Christ consciousness, the consciousness of pure love, truth. It is not only through a man named Jesus. There have been others, be they Gandhi or Buddha. All are God's children, all races on this earth. And God has not left out anybody. There have always been people incarnating who were able to pass on the message of turn the other cheek, be forgiving and merciful. You forgive those that persecute you. They are the ignorant, arrogant ones. So, as I stand here today, quietly talking to you, I am simply reminding you that a true Christian, or a true Buddhist, or a true Muslim, is simply a person who obeys God. They do not praise or elevate the names of God's messengers. They simply praise God the Almighty, who is the supreme commander, who is the creator, who knows all, sees all. He is the one to uplift us or to cast us down. It is His energy that we use in our interaction that infuses our souls with it, be it light or dark. Any spirit outside the pure light has taken themselves out of that place because they defied God in the first instance and they supped on the fruit of the tree of evil, which means they used negative energy and they took by force, or they controlled, or they did something that was not within the precepts of God's love, mercy, peace, compassion, etc. We are at a point in eternal time where God's light is outpouring at a very great intensified power. The power with the capacity to purge darkness out of every spirit on every level of consciousness. And all are going to go up. But the amount they go up depends upon the spirit, the unique individual spirit. If you fortify your mind in the manner that God has given me to pass on to you and everybody, then you may be able to stem the thoughts coming into your mind that would misguide you, mislead you, and use you to abuse another. Naturally, we all fear suffering, but I can assure you, when suffering is not your due, then no one will touch you. And truly, God is your protector as such. But if you have cursed somebody, abused somebody, stolen from somebody, then within God's law, you need to suffer the same loss or injury, because God's energy balances itself. It is immutable. It is a law unto itself. It is an unavoidable consequence. This is why God says, abide in my light. Be my light in action, because then your return is only benign and positive. The moment you use the dark energy of the source, then it contaminates your soul. Your vibration coarsens and your spirit is drawn lower and lower, further and further from the light. As I speak to you now, God's energy is flowing to you, and I do hope and trust that as I speak and as God's light is outpouring, that you will be at least able to hear what I'm saying to you, and thus have the opportunity to be kinder, not only to others, but ultimately to yourself. Spiritual freedom is not a forceful interaction. It is a quiet determination where each person, each spirit, each unique creation of God comes to the decision that irrespective of what is taking place around them, they will always be walking in God's light. They will be calm, steady, ready to assist everybody. So now I will talk about the star prayer. The star prayer is an outpouring of God's light, and any time you do this little meditation, light will flow forth directly to you, because we all stand in God's sight. There is no one between us and God. It is God and us. God is aware of your intent and your actions. So I would suggest that often, and I myself, once or twice or thrice a day, might think of the bright morning star. It is a symbol that stands in the sky both day and night, pure light. And I will say these words. I may say either, Jesus, I see your shining star. Jesus, be with me. Jesus, please help me and save me. Or if I am of some other religious belief, I might say, Creator of the heavens, Mother of Love, or I might say, Creator of the heavens, Father of Love, whatever I wish. Creator of the heavens, Mother of Love, I see your star shining above. Please cleanse my mind with all your love, so that I may heed your call of peace from above. Children may wish to say, I see the Star of Bethlehem, high up above, brilliant and beautiful, filled with God's love. I see a white light shining down from this star, filling my mind with its power from afar. Wonderful Jesus, please now be with me, fill me with your light, and help set my soul free. I need to get you all to understand the destiny of your soul is in your own hands. Your own hands. Nobody can do it for you. The truth will set you free, but only if you understand what the truth is. It is the truth of God who says, non-retaliation. Go your way in peace and love one another. And this means that if anybody abuses you, you do not fight them. You do not rebuke him. You may run and hide, but if you cannot escape, you simply, calmly turn the other cheek in the knowledge that God is permitting them to strike you because that is your spiritual due. If you are strong enough mentally and emotionally to not retaliate, you have freed yourself of a past spiritual debt. I know it is tremendously hard for anybody, especially a big, strong person, to stand by and be rebuked or abused by someone half their size. But I can assure you, I am here to give you the truth of God's holy word. If you wish to be set free, to enter paradise for eternity, you need to obey God. God's word is the path to salvation. You go your way in peace. You love even your enemy. You turn the other cheek. You never use force to counteract a perceived enemy. That is the forbidden fruit. There are many who are false prophets who preach and teach and do and say things that are not the absolute truth. This is why so many people are lost today. They believe that Jesus has already done it for them, not understanding that Jesus was sent to give humanity a message from God. So instead of abiding with the message and going their way in peace, they believe that irrespective of what they do, if they praise Jesus or elevate his name into Godship, that they have been saved and are safe. They are not. You are only safe and saved when you have paid your dues to God and you abide in God's command at all times, in all situations. I would say to each one of you, at whatever realm or level you're at, observe your thoughts every day. By all means, be aware that there are people below you on darker levels who may not be able to control their thoughts, and they might be trying to intrude into your consciousness, to possess your mind, to use you to do something that they wish you to, that something would be a contravention of God's command. It is not for you to rebuke them. It is for you to say to them, if you're aware of these thoughts, whoever you are, wherever you are, look up, see the bright morning star, see the power and the wisdom of God from afar, fortify your minds. And as I'm aware that many of you have been interfering in Pete's mind and the minds of many others because you are unable to stop the thoughts coming into your minds, I will repeat again, let us together now bow our heads to God and say, Jesus, I see your shining star. Jesus, be with me. Jesus, please help me and save me. And Jesus can only save you if you abide in and conform with the message that he sent you. And I simply, the same spirit of truth, conform and confer the same message upon you. I reiterate, you must obey the command of God the Father who sent us here. There are many who have come with me here to help humanity in the dark days to be. And all of them have taken on some negativity for God, so they understand the power of the darkness. Let us all now look to the light, the star shining bright, creator of the heavens, mother of love. I say mother of love because God is God. God is mother and father. He is the power and she is the creative essence. You may say either mother or father or mother and father, God. I see your shining star. Please cleanse my mind with all your love, so that I may heed your call of peace from above. So all of you, whoever you are, wherever you are, some of you, I can see already, have been able to reach up and have moved higher to this light. I wish you all well. And I just say to you, by all means, some of you will be interlinking to other people's minds on other levels. As long as you do not interpolate your thoughts with theirs, you are safe. The minute you control their thought processes, whether you think you're helping them or restricting or controlling them, it's all one and the same thing. It is control of another being. Because not that many people are aware that the thoughts they cannot control are coming from you, 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 or you. Do your best to stem the thoughts coming into your minds that give you the justification to interfere in other people's minds. I do not wish to cast any of you out, ever. I draw you all to me all the time. I'm happy to give you the wisdom, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in the light. And any of you who do the wrong thing and condemn any other soul to hell need to understand that that is a direct contravention of God's command, and those who condemn will be condemned. I can but warn you that that dark place becomes a very bright place of liquid fire. Do not defy God. He is almighty. We are but little specks of his energy that he created. Let us now only help and uplift each other. Let us not condemn anybody. I have said all I need to say to you tonight. I hope all of you listening have gleaned a little bit of insight and are thus happier, more mentally stable, more able to go your way in peace, and more ready to help and uplift others. Remember, it matters not the race or color or creed. All that matters is that you, the individual, help everyone of every race, color or creed, and that you, the individual, only walk in God's light, and you obey the command, and you do not rant and rave. You quietly go about your day, not only giving material succor and helping others who are lost or lonely or hungry or fearful, but you guide them right spiritually by telling them peace, not the sword, non-retaliation in the face of adversity, turn the other cheek, remain meek, and if you are put to the stake to be crucified, then go your way in peace, and God will release your soul. I wish you well.